You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soulfully Guided with Carmel Ann. Live from soulfullyguided.com.au.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soulfully Guided
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another week of Soulfully Guided. I'm your host, Carmel Ann. For those who are tuning in for the first time, so nice to have you here. And for everyone that's tuned in before, thanks for coming back and listening. So, now, first of all, I want to thank A1R Radio and Moonstruck TV, always doing a wonderful job and, bringing the best out of us as readers. And especially with time zone differences to our producer, Dave, who I wondered why I was late this morning. It actually turned out that I was early. We've had a time zone change in Australia, so I'm feeling a bit, the pinch of that. And, thank you, Dave. You're amazing and you're great and patient with me now. I'm not going to take in a caller today. So last week we did speak about, I spoke about ways that I felt disconnected with my intuition. And I've spent a couple of weeks trying to realign with it and connect with it. Ways I did that was said in last week's show. So if you'd like to watch that, if you'd like to hear about that, you're welcome to watch that. I will explore a little bit more on what I'm doing. I'm getting back into my reading slowly. I'm feeling in a better place. Whether it was Mercury retrograde or even something more inner for myself, I've decided that this week I've booked in for a clearing that will an energy clearing that will focus on any wounded aspects of myself by clearing a karmic imprint and getting rid of any patterns that are throughout my family lineage and with myself. So I'm doing that through Ascent Your Flame. Sorry. So I'm really happy to share how that goes as time progresses. And once I get it done, I think it'll be about next week or the week after. And I'm really excited about that because I've had some bad luck with money. So I'm going to clean my relationship with money. And I feel that's such a detrimental thing outside of spirituality because we are offering services and we often don't barter. We do it for a price. And whether it's paying for something or receiving money, I'd love to clear that block. So stay tuned on if you want to hear about how that went. Really, there's all topics you can get cleared from. And I'm really excited to see a different sort of deeper way of reconnecting and removing blocks. So I've done some other things which I said I'd do as well last week, and I'm really excited. So as I'm connecting with the cards, I'm obviously not a beginner, but I'm really re-establishing a new connection. I use the Los Corobeo Universal Tarot deck, and I absolutely love it. It's my go-to deck, even though I've got, as you can see, all these pretty decks behind me. It is my go-to deck. I have a great relationship with it and a connection, and so I'm re-establishing a deeper level of a connection and understanding with the cards than the one I have. So I'm really growing. And it's a really beautiful space to be as a professional, or if you're only getting started in, you know, using your intuition for your everyday life or professionally. So I wanted to share someone that I found really, really inspiring, and I've joined their circle. It is for any level. It's he's based in Australia, and his name is Nigel Aru. So what I'm doing is, aside from personally learning about the tarot, I wanted to facilitate more growth for myself and explore more of the psychic side than just the intuition. So I guess I'm at that level where I'm happy where I am and I'm comfortable. But rather than getting stuck here, I'd like to grow a little bit more. And I wondered if that was, if we, you know, fall out of sync with our intuition, are we actually, is it a cry for growth, for, you know, spiritual and emotional and you know, is it growth in our lives that we're seeking because we're comfortable at this space and now we're, you know, more is available to us. So I'll be exploring mediumship. But what I love about Nigel, so if anyone is interested in looking him up, he's fantastic, very professional and very heartfelt at the same time. So a really nice mix of spirituality and business combined in a service that is really, really structured in a really growth promoting way. So I talk very highly of him, even though I've only been in one of his circles. Now you can find him at nigelerumedium.com. That's Nigel, N-I-G-E-L-E-R-U, medium.com. So why I'm sharing this with you is because we read professionally, you know, it doesn't mean we're always going to be, you know, tomorrow's best will be the same as today's best. We continue to grow as humans on an everyday level and intuitively. So I will be exploring mediumship. I've connected in the past with lost loved ones, not intentionally. And there were probably childhood things, and I'm really excited to explore that. But when the main purpose of me doing Nigel's circle, and what I love so much about is it, and why I'm talking about him on the show, is because I don't have an on or off switch with my intuition. I'm really happy to grow and develop. However, I don't know how I do what I do. I've always been more involved in being able to do it. So now that I've reached that next level, I'm actually working with Nigel, and we're looking at consciously using your gifts. So you go from that point where you realize, hey, I'm really intuitive. Hey, I would love to learn tarot. And then you realize you're really good at it. You can make it a career. But then it's like this nice, comfortable space. But then Nigel has offered this wonderful circle where it's all about consciousness and consciously connecting. So where I do things that probably have fancy names or terminology that I'm completely unaware of, like channeling or, you know, connecting with spirit guides that I do but don't actively know. So Nigel works on consciously working with your gifts, whether you're, you know, to know who you're connecting with and how you're connecting, whether it's through a spirit guide, a passed over loved one or an ancestor, or if you're psychically reading. And he doesn't focus as much on the intuition side. It's all psychicness. And I am absolutely loving it. I'm really delving deep and hoping to grow. And as my readings will be here, hoping they grow as well. So it's a really, really wonderful place to be, to actually know what you're doing and how you're doing it, understand the sort of the history behind it and the structure, not just working off what you have naturally. So that's a really nice place to be. If anyone's interested, I do highly recommend that circle and the notes. Just, I think Nigel is very good at teaching, and it's a really nice place to be. I run a tarot circle. I haven't advertised it too much, but I wanted to be in a place where I wasn't facilitating and I was learning from someone probably more experienced than me. And I really love how he works with the ancestors and spirit guides. For me, I've been a more sciencey person, well, behavioral science, just psychologies and things like that, and statistics for psychology and behavioral sciences I love. So for me to connect with my spirit guides, or to get past that, you know, sciencey aspect of things and thinking, oh, I don't know, you know, I'm going outside of my comfort zone, but I'm also exploring really deeper psychically and expanding on my intuition. So I'm really excited to see where that will go, and I'd love you to, you know, join me on that journey. And so if you're here, please do give me, if you're watching the replay, or, you know, if you're live, send us some things in the comments that you'd like to see more of in the show, or as I progress, what you'd like to know about that would help you on your personal journey, whether it be professional or everyday as well, because it's such a beautiful space to be in, to realize, you know, to look back and see how far you've come, but then to look forward and see how far you've also got to go. And you never stop growing. And, my goal is to one day reunite with my childhood gifts. They were pretty incredible, but sadly I didn't think at the time. So that's what I'm going through right now. And I'm really looking forward to finding my on and off switch and how I do things consciously. So it's a really, really exciting times for me at Soulfully Guided, and where the business is going professionally, and where I'm going as an intuitive and a psychic and a person, really. So thanks for that. Now let's see, Dane, how much time have we got left of the show? How long have I been talking for? Let's see if he comes in with the time. So I can't see. All right, so I'm not sure how long we've got left. Okay, excellent. So we've got 2.5 minutes. So thanks for tuning in and listening. I really recommend Nigel. I'm really impressed by the quality of work he offers, the amount of heart he gives to his sessions, which you'll find a lot of spiritual workers do, but I find he really gives value for the service he offers. And I'm really in a place that I will enjoy growing, as I've said, and getting back into readings as well on the group, so on the radio show. So I'll be doing that. But next week I have I have the simplest techie things that seem so complicated for me. So if I can establish the guest speaker and getting without any technological complications, I'll be having a guest in next week whose name is Christina. She's amazing. I've had a reading from her, and she does a very particular style of reading that was not known to me and is not widely known. So if you want to hear about Christina, where to find her, what type of reading she does, they are called butterfly readings, and it is with paint. I'll leave it with that. It's really amazing. Tune in to hear what she has to say about her gifts and how she can read colors and map out your past to your history with just looking at those butterflies that we used to create in primary school. It's really incredible, and I'm very excited to have her on the show. And for anyone else that would like to learn more about me, you're welcome to check my website, which is soulfullyguided.com.au, and you'll find all my credentials and socials and everything there. So thank you so much for being here, for listening and tuning in. I hope to see you next week. Without time zone issues. Thanks, Dave. You've been amazing and patient with me. Thank you. And I'll see everyone next week. Bye.